Beloved Heart Family, this meditation is inspired by Jeshua the Personal Christ, Volume 8, Chapter 22, Dissolving the Veil. Let us breathe together as we enter into the very heart of infinite love and meditate together. Please settle your bodies into comfort. Take three very deep, centering breaths that bring peace to your whole body. Keep on with the circular breathing in and out in a connected manner, relaxing into the divine hands of love, which are always tenderly holding you. In this meditation, Jeshua tells us that the practice of consistent meditation takes us beyond our busy thoughts and into the quiet sanctuary of empty space, the space of being, knowing, healing. A sea of love awaits us there, he tells us. So breathe, and let's take an easy journey there, with the breath leading the way. Let's go back to the sea, where we feel the pulse of Mother Earth, with the waves coming in and going out with each breath. Going in, inhale, and going out. We know that the ocean also has its daily tides, which bring even deeper movement into ever-circulating watery depths. Let's explore those profound depths within ourselves as well. So, with the next breath, sigh deeply. And let yourself be transported on those wings of your breath to your favorite lighthouse by the seaside. It can be a picture that you've seen of a lighthouse high on a cliff, or one in which you have actually been. Remember it now. This lighthouse represents the beacon of love that guides us out of our fearful or unproductive thoughts and actions and into a higher dimension. That higher dimension is where we dissolve the veil of our own making that keeps us from recognizing and embracing the true divine and holy self. Breathe. From the perspective of this high beacon, the human worries and concerns are but rocks on the shore. From here, the waves wash over them, smooth them into sculptures, then into particles of sand. So our obstacles are also dissolved, and the sea opens to the wider vision that Jeshua promises that the practice of meditation gives us. Quote, beloved, love is waiting in that meditative state and wants to give you with the feeling of acceptance, the feeling of worthiness that the world does not know. You will remember how it feels to not to have to be competitive and step upon other ones as you climb the ladder of life, just to abide in the space where everyone is okay, to live in love. Everyone is loved with an everlasting love, which has been from before time began. And that love will abide even after the purpose of time has been fulfilled. There will come a time, beloved, outside of time, when you will no longer need the concept of time and the constraints that time puts upon you, when you will just be the divine self that you are, in love, accepted for who and what you are, the divine self, not the identity that the world gives you, for that is passing and fleeting, and usually full of judgment, but the self of you, which abides forever in love. In that space, you will find your true self. Unquote. So let us breathe together and abide in this higher frequency of breathing evenly, peacefully, and allow the still small voice to guide you into a profound acceptance of yourself, just as you are here today. And let the warm glow of divine love and happiness grow inside of your heart in waves of silence. Breathe. Jeshua also suggests that the sea of love beyond the veil, quote, you can commune with anyone who you want to communicate with, loved ones who have gone on, as it is called, and yet they go nowhere away from you or apart from you. They are in that great space of love as they open themselves to it. In this space, you will find masters from other times whom you have admired, a teacher perhaps you had wished to speak with. Quote. So let's take the next few moments to experiment with reaching out to someone important in your life, using your mind-to-mind and heart-to-heart communication in this holy realm of great love. Let's take the next silent minute to ask for their advice and wisdom on any issue in your life. Know that in our oneness, they are part of your teacher within. Thank them for their presence now and at future times. You have opened an important channel of love between you. Hold it always precious in your heart. Now take a deep breath and feel yourself expand into the bright light of that lighthouse on the shore. Knowing what you know about yourself now, you no longer need to hide your light, but boldly stand on high ground. Know your divine Christ nature, shining and changing the world itself. If you feel comfortable doing it, extend your arms out from your heart and feel your loving power pour peace into the world. trust that you have this I am power of love. Joshua said, I am one with all that I see. I am in love with all that I see. I see myself in everything and as everything, and I love myself. All are one in love, and love is forever. Unquote. Breathe. Send love. Joshua completes our meditation with this assurance, quote, you are the divine energy which activates your creation, your body. Abide always in love. Practice meditation. Connect once again with the allness of you, and the veil will be no more. End quote. As we come to the end of this time of meditation, take another 3 deep breaths and energize your body, losing none of the peace and the bliss that you have been experiencing. Gently come back to your body and to this time and space. Move your body and change your breathing, and with a deep sigh, find your voice again. Touch your heart and thank your body and mind for this rich journey, and return to the small R reality, knowing that you are also in the capital R reality, forever creating, playing, and living in the mind of God. You can continue to stand or open your arms. As you engage your voice and repeat the following affirmations with enthusiasm, I am the creative force that is activating my body. I am the creative force that is activating my body. I am the creative force that is activating my body. When I choose to live in love, the veil is no more. When I choose to live in love, the veil is no more. When I choose to live in love, the veil is no more. And the last one, I am the Christ incarnate, loved and loving. I am the Christ incarnate, loved and loving. I am the Christ incarnate, loved and loving. Breathe. Know that by doing this meditation, you have dissolved the veil. You have been nourished and blessed with abundant health and happiness to your very core. This is what being unconditionally loved truly feels like. Now own all the wisdom, power, and beauty that resides within you, and all that is being revealed to you and being manifest through you. Always, beloved, hold this knowledge, this wisdom, tenderly to your very heart of love. I love you. So be it, and so may it always be.